Larry Wan joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, good, Rob. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Certainly not the first time you've been in here. In fact, this radio interview and the Pine Tree Players singer-songwriter series has become a regular tradition during the Pine Tree Players run, hasn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it has. This will be our 12th show. Over 36 local songwriters have played 290-plus original tunes.
You utilize the Pine Tree Players stage, one of the dark nights of the run of their show, and you do it typically on the Monday night. So it's this coming Monday, I understand.
Yes, Monday the 27th. Doors open at 7, show starts at 7:30, and you can only get tickets at the door, so this is going to be a really good show. I'd advise getting there early.
You know, it's amazing that you managed to find so many great musicians to be part of this lineup. Are any of them returning, or are they all new faces this time around?
They're all new faces. We haven't had another person play twice yet. To have 36 different players from the Valley, so we don't bring people in from the cities or from out of province or anything. They're all from Bow Valley. They all live here, and they all write their own music, and it's just, I don't know if it's the mountains that inspire them or what, but it's pretty phenomenal.
That's a pretty strong lineup this time around. Some names that a lot of locals recognize, I think.
The more we do it, the better they get. We've been trying to get a couple of these guys for quite a while, and finally it's all come together. And we've actually got Sam Bailey. His father, Charles Bailey, played about 3 years ago in same show.
And a guy who's known for his high-energy live performances, Seth Anderson's going to be on stage, I understand.
I've been trying to hook up with Seth for about 4 years now. And between his touring and the bands that he's with and stuff and being in the Valley at the right time, and it's finally hooked together. So I'm really, really happy that he can be there.
And the third guy in the lineup, I was having a conversation with him. And he says he's been trying to get part of this for a while now, Brad Bischoff.
Yes, he talked to me about 3 or 4 years ago. And then between other commitments I'd made to performers and him with the Free Rangers as well as the Wardens, he's been busy. He just finished a tour in the Kootenays, actually. And it's all come together. And you don't want to miss this show. This is going to be really good.
Seth Anderson, Sam Bailey, Brad Bischoff all performing. What's the format of this?
They play in the round. It's like a songwriter series at any of the folk festivals. There's three people on stage. They'll each play a song. They play 4 songs in the first set. We take a break. They mingle, hang out. They've got some of their CDs that you can purchase there as well. And then they do 4 more songs each in the second set. 24 songs for the night, and it's beautiful.
Is it open to all ages?
All ages. There's a cash bar. You get there early.
Where's the money from this particular event go?
The Pine Tree Players Education Fund. They use the money to send people in to learn about lighting and directing and various things to keep the show going when some of the older people that are volunteering now end up stepping aside.
Fantastic. It's the Pine Tree Players Singer-Songwriter Series. Coming up here on Monday night with Seth Anderson, Sam Bailey, and Brad Bischoff. We've got 3 great local musicians. Doors at 7, show at 7:30. Larry Wan, thanks for joining me on the show.
Hey, not a problem, Rob. Thank you.